Mary Windsor has raised her children in this community. She and her husband, Charlie, came to Park City in 1971. They started working at Park City Mountain Resort before eventually becoming contractors.
We ran a construction company for 25 years. I owned the Lost Sock, owned and operated Lost Sock Laundry for 15. We have the storage depot, so we are definitely trained as small business owners. We have two children that now live and work in Park City. I worked in the school system as a parent volunteer probably for about 15 years once a week for an hour. I was a Cub Scout leader and Pack Master, which I'm really proud of.
Windsor says she's vested in the community and has always believed in supporting community efforts. She thinks citizen participation is crucial, and that's why she's running for city council and doing it now, because she has the free time.
Now the average citizen's voice is not being heard as it was in past years, and so I think I can be more effective if elected, that it give me an opportunity to work inside the system.
Although the vote on the relocation of the Bonanza Park substation will be over long before she would take office, Windsor says she's still against moving it, even though it would decrease her property values in Bonanza to have it stay.
But it's something I think I could work with because I'm a can-do person, and I would make it work. I might not be able to put a restaurant and a patio on that corner anymore, but I could find another use. Now, it is a different thing as a citizen to see the residents of those upper condos come and talk about their property values, how lucky they were to make those purchases and how that will affect them, and also the fact that 700 minority people live in back past the gas station to impact the workforce community and the minority community. That just is not what Park City is.
She says the town has worked hard on many aspects that have improved it. She doesn't want to see those undone. She adds that if the city wants to improve Bonanza, don't put the substation on the visual edge of it. Keep it in the middle.
Right now, no one knows where the substation is. And if we talk about accountability, when Mark bought that property, the substation was there. He knew it. And in 2010, when he did his presentation, he thought it was fine and he could work around it.
As for her campaign platform, Windsor says she adheres to the city's core values.
We paid about $60,000 for the visioning study, and the results of that were four credos: natural settings, historic character, sense of community, a small town. So anyone that votes for me needs to know that I take these to heart, because I felt that that really did hit and reflect, and it showed that the majority of people in this community want to set those as our values, and that to fill the coffers of the city should not be the driving force.
Finally, Windsor says it's about working together so that each stakeholder gets a little of what they want.
And so we figure out a way that everyone can have a decent existence here, but not to slight one group of the community at their expense to benefit another section that is getting far more value than the rest of the people.
That's City Council candidate Mary Windsor. The six City Council candidates will go to an August primary election, and the four top vote-getters will proceed to the November general election. I'm Lynn Ware-Peak, KPCW News.